So he says over here, if the fact that the position that he'll have to sleep in is an uncomfortable position because it's a small area, once we have a mitzvah that the sukkah can be that's minimal size, we're saying that that apparently is not a locally called a tsar, which would part the person from the sukkah. Let me give you a mitzvah. There are the following lishan kach cover a person lies will sleep in an uncomfortable position because of the size available, etc. Rami heard the kamelon shashir sukkah shiva shiva tvochim. Got in yolam yochol lishan shom in lebek kivus kufa vevorv. You're not able to fit in. If the gap is if it's such a small thing, and still. Unless you bend yourself in, and that's the shear of a sukkah. Fizet feeling also is the chachilah by when shavuri lishan sham by pishut. About eiz inyan shnas a dochuk with tsar lishkav kamkem mechuyav lishan sham. You know, you originally set up a certain way, and then it changed because of the part of it got wet, and you get your force in the little area, and now it's uncomfortable. But that's not any worse than chachila. Because every in the harsholim, kamalka mishu meunuk mekim lebekavei the lidei havi mitzar lishan sham bekvifu. If Pashi can't sleep, he's not going to sleep there. In enochanam yishapotam lishan sham al bishkein yesterday chabosu bechilo kimon shebeis asiya hoy royal lidei lechav lishan sham. So there is a concept of a person who's a more sensitive person. So that person, you know, this is defining the average person. That such a person, which will have a difficulty functioning there, so he's not mechuyav to be there in that situation. It's a chiddush. Okay. Oh my God, the tzarich lifa yodav v'rago chavzayin. Hano af im ein loy etza heich lifsha yiraglov chutz the sukkah. You're talking about, you can't stick your legs out. The pashut ragel chutz the sukkah, the kliyam will make your mitzvah b'kach b'chayav lishon shav. If your torso is inside, your legs are sticking out, so that's fine. Halach limitzad hil the sukkah, and therefore you're not a mitzvah because you can sleep comfortably. V'ashtu tzorach lizor shiyah shulchan gam kein b'sech sukkah dilavochi chashin and shemay yimoshach achash shachonoi kileil b'simen tafresh lamadal. But in the case against the tomar chila now. Says you can't have a situation on the tables in the house because then you're worried about the person being nimshach achar shulchan and following his body into where the table is, leaning inside. It's an interesting thing. So you tell me there's a locha when you're sleeping, there should be a shulchan in the sukkah. Part of what he means is, since we say that the sukkah has to be roy for all other usages, so when you're eating, it has to be placed just roy for sleeping. So when you're sleeping, it has to be placed which is roy for eating. If you don't have a table, what are you going to eat on? So the Mishabura creates this kiddush. Rosh Hashanah brings that the Rav Chofetz Chaim himself was very makpid. I mean, he wanted to sleep. He'd always make sure that there was at least a small table in the sukkah. So I think in our sukkah, we had in general keep one table up. We usually have two tables in the sukkah, one on every collapse, one on every keep up. One year when I had Yeshua there, so it was Elazar, Yeshua, and myself, and the sukkah was still smaller. Like, we had a table up, but it wasn't the gas. I put like a little, chair or something that you could eat on, two chairs, one for eating. But the Maisa, it's very bechidish, this shita. Okay, excuse me. Chavkas el bedover, dinav hochi, avshum instar, but mirin batla daite etzakolam. It's only so much people in general consider this a mitzvah, but the person is totally unique. That's not potter. We can have a subset of people people which are more sensitive, and most people that are sensitive have this problem. So that's fine, because there is a group of people which are known to be anini adas, which they are more easily repulsed and irritated by things. Right. So you wouldn't say like this, you know, if of the populace, you know, there's 10% which are very sensitive people, so 90% is not, so they're not there. Now, for these 10%, this is called normal. And there is such a normal group that comes along and says, you know, I have problems sitting in the sukkah because I don't like places which are like caves and they're dark. You know, like, you need to go to psychotherapy. You don't, you know, you have problems in your sukkah. Okay. Then he points out that this, the Torah of Mitztayer, to allow you to go in the house, is only something which leaving the sukkah will relieve the tzar. But a person has a headache and will have the same headache in the house or outside of the house, there's no reason why he's put in the sukkah. Ela yiminotzo, the tam the Mitztayer potter, mishum the kain di rabbinin. And Adam Dharma Malkam Sar, Kol Shayucho, leads not so bizab basically. I don't say a place where there's discomfort where I can go somewhere else. So if I'm in room A and it's bothering me, I'll go to room B and it starts bothering me, I'll do that. If it bothers me both in room A and room B, I'm not going to leave room. There's no reason to leave room A. If leaving the sukkah into the house alleviates, that's like going from one room to the next. If it doesn't alleviate, so why should we bother? Fine. Sif hey, oval is chayv besukkah. So, and that's this argument. Oval is in discomfort, right? He's in emotionally in a painful state, but the sukkah has nothing to do with it. He'll have the same painful state inside the house he has in the sukkah. Mr. Bursa, cut him in half. Tava gav the mitzvah, put him in a sukkah.
That's what I was about to say.
But honey milit tsar the mela habor loy mimach was a sukkah. Different to tsar which the sukkah generates. Right? He has an emotional pain. So, which not with the sukkah. So you boil it, but on the other hand, you have to sit in the sukkah properly. See, boil it, the should be daita, you can only climb as a mitzvah. So you need to put yourself together and do the mitzvah.
When did he become an aro on Chol Moed? Or saying somebody within his like shloshim?
So the situation could be either the chiddush over here is even in a situation where a person became an aro on Chol Moed or a yaltiv. She has a lot of dorm shabbat sinar noig during that time. Because every Tanya. Tanya was one of the Rishonim, not the Tanya of the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Im meis hayachovim kolkach sheni yachol asir min liboy poter myrish mitzayer v'yishivas pesuk. So the Magaram explains that if it's so emotionally overwhelming to the person, and sitting on the sukkah will exacerbate that. Sheni poter. I'm just having shows Yaakov Shacholik Bazet al Tanya. He says, I understand. It's not really rooted in the. It's not really rooted in the sukkah. Fine. You got to be something like an oyder. Oh, sorry. A chalamoid. Fill me yomtik as a roitz a likra al yaday nachir be yomtik rishon al yaday yisov be yomtik sheni. Those called in Yaninus. So he raises the question. So let's understand the question. First of all, what's the case of a person who's an oinon? So Chol Moed is an oinon. Oinon is only on the person when a person is able to mimikai in the midst of kavura. So on Shabbos, there's no din aninus because a person can't be kavur on Shabbos. So even a person who's an oinon, when it comes Shabbos, his status of aninus is temporarily is suspended. And then after Shabbos, he goes back to the state of an oinon. So an oinon is part of from all the mitzvahs I say, and he's chayev and lois asays. So he can't eat treif, but he's no chayev with any asays. So he doesn't daven, doesn't put on tefillin, doesn't say brachos, doesn't put on tzitzis, or he wears tzitzis because that's his bag, but he doesn't make any brachos on tzitzis. All right. So now, what about the mitzvah sitting in the sukkah? So that's his question. So he says, we can have a situation being an Arna Chol HaMoed, a situation being an Arna Yom Tov, because Arna means he's dealing with, it's time for the Kippurah, and he's dealing with issues of the Kippurah. So how is that possible? So Yom Tov Rishon, Chazal Rameko, like we said before, in Hevel's Yom Tov, Chazal Rameko, that you're allowed to bury Al Yadei Yaakov. So if a person's planning to do that, he's not planning to do that, so he's not going to do any Kippurah on Yom Tov, and there's all the Nalinas on Yom Tov. If a person is planning to do that, so he has now dealing with the all of the Yom of Kippurah, so that's when he gets the Dimonite and he's parted from other mitzvahs. So he would not have a Chiyuv to eat Sotah's Yom Tov, etc. What about eating outside of the Sukkah? Simitz and Asay, and the root of the concept of the Asay, he has no Asay. He's on his parted from Asay. If that now generates an Isser Asay, there's an Isser to eat outside of the Sukkah, so it's very nice, you're not having Asay, but you can't eat outside of the Sukkah. So that's the question which the Prima Godim is being mistopic about. Right, so like he explains in the Sharatzir, it's maybe I. The Asher, Dainan Loi Potter, Rak, Mimitzes, Asay, Beshev Altas, Sukkah Yavr, Bekum Asay, Kashel Chutzah Sukkah. In other words, you're actively going against the Asay is different than passively not doing the Asay. So he said a little bit different than I said it. All right, so that's the question. Is this tour of an Einan from Mitzvah Asay, is that only Halacha in passive or even in active? Yeah? Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the Sava the Prima Godim has. Ayein Shom. Bikur Yaakov says the Maisa that he does it with the Maninus and he's Potter. So what's the Pshat? Take with Mr. Satsina Memchess. The Hatam, the Iron Potter, Mikola Mitzvahs, Zumi Tam, I say Mr. Potter, and Mitzvahs. Okay, they should also be Mitzvahs, Tirdus Kabura, Ain't Sark Lassik, but Mitzvah Keres. Okay, Mitzvahs should Sark Lassik, but Bain Shu, Beshev Altasa, Bain Shu, Bekum Asay, Potter, Mimena. Right? So the same way we had before, a person's Mashamash, the Chayla, there's a lot of eat inside the house. Because he's being asked to get a mitzvah, so you're being asked to get a mitzvah, you're putting him sitting on the sukkah. Mm-hmm. It's only that a putim in a mitzvah referring to aseis. But whether it's an asei, b'shem, atas, or kumbasei should make a difference. Okay, mithil shidaim is putter. So while the person is an oinon and being oisik and kavur, taking arrangements for kurz amaze, he's allowed to eat without the thil shidaim. That's not considered something which is against the mitzvah. Means you have a tour from doing other mitzvahs. Over here he's fasting, he's not doing. Barayel is that such a concept is very chosim shoshina v'hochid rochim. The Dvar Mitzvah, Ptura Mikola Mitzvahs, Moshe Tam, Atzvah Shein HaPotter, He Dvar Potter, because Moshe Mitzvah Potter Ben HaMitzvah, Tanam Itam, Moshe Mitzvah Potter Ben HaMitzvahs. And they're allowed to eat outside of the Sukkah. But Hem of Warp, Farish Gemor, Dav Chavav Shem, Ptura Mitzvah Sukkah. Vim Kein, Hu Adin Oinen, Arkan Lashan. Okay. Now, so the Yeshua's Yaakov, that he's quoting over here, so in the Bikur Yaakov, that he's quoting over here, assumes there's no chiyuv in the Tilsa Dayim, right? Person not eat bread without the Tilsa Dayim because there's a mitzvah and a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
So he points out over here at the end of this Sharatzion. An oinon who wants to eat pas, he argues over there that you can't eat bread. It's an iser. You can't eat bread with your hands, which are masuyov. So that's not just say. That's there's a lois say involved over here. So you're mukhiv to wash your hands. You will not make a bracha because that's means the tzibri of the asay because our masakin, someone else was masakin that you have to wash your hands. You're potter from washing your hands. So you can't say shakes up as a tzibonu, but you can't eat bread without with hands which aren't washed.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an iser. So that's an iser. So you have to wash your hands.
Wash your hands, but not say the bracha.
Not say the bracha. Mm-hmm. So this, and that's why we passed them, by the way. Mishmar passed them before. And, right. So this assumption that he's arguing, that he's discussing over here, based on the idea that you're not mechuyav to wash your hands, that's debatable. Or that is not debatable, but it's debated. Okay. Vav schasim shoshina v'chol bnei achupa p'turim min asuka kol shivas v'yam mishta. So now you can't get married the Yom Tov. You can't marry the Chol HaMoed. You can get married immediately before Yom Tov, and then this will extend out into the days of Yom Tov. So the chasim is pater from sukkah. Now, once the chasim is pater, he's the people which are there, with their job is to be mitzvah the chasim. So they're also pater because they're also mitzvah pater ben mitzvah. So the Patim sitting in the sukkah. So that's the Shashrinov are the, literally with the Shashrinov were the Untafirs, the people who walk the Chasim down. It means the people which are are there to sort of take care of him and celebrate with him. They've taken responsibility for the Chasim's Simcha. And Chol Bnei Achupa, everybody's there to celebrate with them. It's part of the Ringo Sukkah Mitzvah of Bismay Chasim Kal, they're part of the Sukkah. Okay? Now, this applies, Kol Shivas HaMishnah, so obviously it's only relevant because you can't get married and you're not there Chol HaMoed. Sudas Bris Milo, Sudas Arachlam Eitzel, that is Chiyam HaMasukkah. But Sudas Bris, you have to eat the Sudas HaMasukkah. Okay, Lama Beis Chasim. Dein Simcha Ela B'chupa. So what's the steerer? So you miss a meach, Mr. Chassid, you need to miss a meach. Rabbi Chassid, you need to miss a meach. So we miss a meach in the sukkah. Go, no problem. You know, have a good time in the sukkah.
Right.
So he says, what's the pshat? They simcha el b'chupa. B'chupa nikum malkam hamuchan leishivas chassid mekala. Ben yichal malachal b'sukkah b'li the smet b'chupa. They simcha el malkam asura. So the chuppah it was a different place. It wasn't in the sukkah. And this the excitement is there in the malkum of the chuppah. That's where you're supposed to be excited and celebrate. So why don't you just be oichel b'sukkah while the smach b'chuppah? Then simcha ala b'malkum surah. So you need to be smach there by the chuppah, and that means you have to have the meal there by the chuppah. Marsha nosa ever regular kodem. They nosa nosa memoyin kaliyam b'simen tafkuf memvah. So it can't be the gemar chol memoyin. It has to be you married. Get married. Immediately prior to the Yom Tov, or possibly earlier than that. So, Terminus Sukkah, Lama Gimel. V'yesh Mechayim, so some say that that's not true. The Seer Lehu, they hold. The Epsher, Lecho B'Sukkah, will Yismach B'Chuppah. You can do both. Eat in the Sukkah, and Yismach B'Chuppah. Okay, let's give more credit. The Roy. So he should sit in the sukkah, however, he will not make a problem. So he should sit in the sukkah, however, he will not make a problem. They would not make a bracha. This is all talking about while they're being oisik in the mitzvah. They go home, they're not being oisik for mitzvah. Right? So that's the Ran in the sukkah. The Ran in the sukkah points out, we say oisik for mitzvah, pater in the mitzvah. The key word over there is the word oisik. I'm wearing tzitzis the whole day. Oh, oisik for mitzvah, pater in the mitzvah. Right? You wouldn't say that. Because I'm not being oisik in tzitzis the whole day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if the mitzvah would come in the moment I'm wrapping myself in the towels, that's the mitzvah. That's an act of participation in the mitzvah. That will pater from other mitzvahs. But a passive participation is not a pater.
So are we focusing on the Shoshvinin? Because the chassid and kala, they're pater because it's not a place where they're going to want to really dwell. It's going to take away. There's the Gemara and Sukkah.
Right. So all that. Right. Correct. So we're in Mechadish. Well, the worst. The Lashon Mishnah was Chasin and Mishnah Shvinu.
Right. That's
the Chiddush is in both.
That's says one.
The Chiddush is in the Chasin that there's no Simcha Elam Makom Chupa, and therefore they're potter because they can't celebrate the Makom Chupa in the Sukkah.
Right.
And then he extends it to the. And then the Mishnah extends it to the Shvinu.
Mm-hmm.
They said about Sudas Abris, Sudas Bris Milo. Lamed Dalet. So it's very limited space in the sukkah, but let's have part of the mitzvah. It's break up from the sukkah. Let's have this eat outside of the sukkah. No, we don't say that. We call it chayvi on the sukkah. That we got the sukkah mitzvah because you're a day of simanishim. Hey, tip your base. It's a different level than Sudas Chosin. There's that person is an integral part of the mitzvah of Simchas Yomtov, Simchas Chosin. So he's been ursing him in the mitzvah. Whereas opposed to partaking of the Sudas Bris, even though it's a mitzvah, even of Sudas Bris, so that's the remark whether you should not invite a person to Sudas Bris. Because there's a Cheirim, if a person is invited to the mitzvah, and he says, no, he's Becheirim. So you invite him for Sudas Bris, and he says, no, he's Becheirim. Or he acts out, no, he doesn't come. It's not a very nice thing to do to the guy. I love you so much, I'm reminding you to my Bris, you're not going to make it, so you're going to burn. Right, so just don't understand. You inform him that there's going to be a suda. So it's called a suda's mitzvah. So suda's mitzvah, you should be part of the sukkah. Come on, Madam, listen to suda's chashan. She mitzvah gedayla. Tzmei chashan makala. Many kras suda's mitzvah b'chol makom. I was there in a mitzvah kol kach. Mim kain dayla hem basar anashim. So the place is very crowded. Okay, so less people. You can go inside the house. El Yerabba Bader Chachaim. Doesn't want to say Allah is behind it. Yeah. Zion. Shluchim mitzvah b'termin a sukkah bein b'yom v'bein b'layla. Bayin leil simen lamaches. People which are going for mitzvah purposes are not chayv in the sukkah while they're traveling, because that's surely a mitzvah. Even when they're stopping overnight, if you'd be matriach them to go find a sukkah, that would detract from their focus on for the next day of continuing to do their mitzvah. Lamed hay shulchan mitzvah kikar chaharuch lahakul bnei rabbi or lelamatara or lefinyan shvuyim mechir tzibazad. They're traveling for a valid reason of mitzvah, greeting a rabbi, learning Torah, gathering, going to save a person who's been captured. Terminusuk afilu b'shas chani yosan v'yesh lefneim suk benuyim. Now, this is not so poshut. So b'shas chani yosan reports that everybody agrees to. What about if there's a sukkah available? So you just pick up and go into the sukkah. Are you mechuyev to do that? I say, no, this person is bad and positive from a sukkah. He says, there's a sukkah benuyah right there. Right? So you pick your head up and say, wow, there's a sukkah benuyah here. Okay. I'm sitting on the park bench already. I'm just going to stay here and eat. That's what you're allowed to do. Shulchan mitzvah. They're focusing on how to do the mitzvah properly. So that's part of why you're going to the mitzvah right now, is you're contemplating how to do it in a way which will be effective. That's about the lacha of are potter from other mitzvahs because they're being asked to get a mitzvah. So the Rosh Hashanah, as he says, Iron Leal B'Simon Lamaches, B'Solomon B'Sif Ches B'Agot, the Mughal Shom Dadavka, Kshasarach Lichoyach Achor Asuk. That, now we said before, this whole tour is to go now. While you're waiting and you're supposed to be resting, to gather your strength, to be able to go right, you start looking for a sukkah. You need to use the sukkah. if you believe that the quality of the night's sleep you're going to get is going to be inferior, and that will be detrimental to your mission that you're carrying out the following day, so then you're potter. Because then doing the mitzvah is going to be a conflict with the mitzvah that you're involved. Doing the mitzvah sukkah is going to be a conflict with other mitzvahs. So I submit the potter and mitzvah. You're potter from sukkah. But if it's not going to affect you tomorrow, so you're not being rested in the mitzvah right now, you're not doing anything, you're not going anywhere, so sleep in the sukkah. Okay, so that is Siv Zayin. Siv Ches says, Holchid Rochim b'yoyim, termina sukkah b'yoyim b'chiyam malayim. So there's a swara of the Derech Bani Odom, the same way you sometimes leave your home to go on a business trip or a pleasure trip, etc. And you'll leave the house for a day or two. That's not abnormal. So I tell you, the mitzvah to sit in the sukkah, came to Duru, means you're allowed to sometimes leave the sukkah and go on a trip. Right? So you're potter from the sukkah while you're traveling. V'chiyam b'layim. Holchid rochim b'layim. V'chiyam b'layim. V'chiyam b'yoyim. This is talking about that you can find the sukkah. It's the mechuyav to find the sukkah. Im ena moitzim sukkah, yuchul leilach ledarkam, af shalo yeshvu bo lo yemul alayla. Kishayim asashono, shayinu maniach darkam mishum beisoy. So the Ran says, the same way that during the year, if you need to leave your home, you'll leave your home, and you go possibly for days and days and end, and without any home around you, because that's what you need to do for your business purpose, whatever it is. So this mitzvah teishu came to do rules, you're potter. Bel bishen, shena holach rak b'yom, potter af b'layla, ve'ein lo lasu sham dira. So nobody would argue like this. I left my house for 3 days, I get to a town where there's no dira. No problem. Zap! And I build a no dira. Nobody would do that. So, okay, I leave my house to go somewhere, take care of something. It wasn't Tzarchi Mitzvah, because that's already the Torah of Tzarchi Mitzvah. Right? But he's going to help in the dark. He gets to town, there's no sukkah building. He says, okay, no problem. Build a sukkah. Why am I going to build a sukkah? I'm not going to build a house. Teshuk in the door says, you're not going to build a sukkah. If there's a sukkah there, come to town, listen, you know, my house is back there. I see a house in the river, I don't like going in houses. No, I'd walk in the house because I would have the comfort of being in a house. So then walk into a sukkah if you have a comfort of being in a sukkah. So the person is in a money lending business. So the loan didn't get paid back all at once. You were the people would pay back monthly payments. You'd have to go on a route to collect your chayvus. So you'd go through the villages around your city where you live. You'd go from village to village to village and collect the money from the two people in each village, which is borrowed money from you. So a person's going around the kforim, he's going around the villages, and the derech was you would maybe leave the house, the person would leave the house and come back a day or two later. It can be very ineffective to go back to your house at nighttime because there's a distance from the house to the place where you're gathered, where you're collecting. Ve'elam sukkah boisinakrum. There's nobody has a sukkah there. So what do you do? So the chara, this should be the hetter of Hochid Rochim. Mm-hmm. What we had on Bechoik is what happens when it comes nighttime. So the Ramah, Yachmir al Atzmon, we are expecting of them. I mean the places were within distance back to their house, so they have to go back home, sit in the sukkah, and sleep there, and then come back the next day and travel to the next village. Even though there's a good argument to relieve the person from responsibility, but he would say that a machmer is tovoy love bracha. Okay, so let's see what we got in the good mission verse. Lamatas, what are the rachim? So why your potter? The teshu came to duru amarachmana vidu ashadam darbe beisoy shayim asashana enam anima milin soya leizinyin meniches beisoy mechenu badim asukah. So I can leave my house, I can also leave my sukkah. Turn my sukkah b'yam. Hano shein tzorak lahamtin lelechol achigiyad lelechol sukkah. I'm traveling. There's no sukkah available right now. I'm allowed to eat. Well, wait till you get to the town. There'll be a sukkah there. I'm not going to do that. If I were hungry right now, it's a normal thing for me to stop to eat. The same way my house, I wouldn't say when I'm traveling from my house, listen, I'm not in the house. I can't eat. So I'm not in a sukkah. I can still eat. If there's a sukkah right next to me, walk into the sukkah. The person is not bivouacking in the field. He's talking about he's in a town. The motel where you're staying doesn't have a sukkah. So no problem. But maybe there's a Jew around who has a sukkah you could use. You need to search for that. So there's no sukkah available. You're allowed to eat and sleep without a sukkah. You're not going to build a sukkah. Or you can go right to Lamer. I feel him who your day bevesa. Shadarach Shahalak lo yimsa sham sukkah. Philhaki mutu lets me base of the Kabyadeno, Tesha Kanaduru, Kanabas if Kotan Lamates. Maybe you could argue the whole head of the leave is believing impossible you'll find the sukkah. But now that if you know for sure there's no sukkah there, because you went last year and there's no sukkah there. Right? Are you allowed to leave? The answer is yes.
You're saying even for this is only for like a mitzvah purposes, not for like darushis or even
semi darushis. I've been talking about for the purpose of collecting his chavis. Ramosha has a shiloh. What about a person going for
a hug?
He holds that would be improper to do. Yes. And everybody agrees with him. The same way, again, if the Torah is Teisha Kazaduru, many times people will leave their house for a tiyul, so you leave your sukkah for a tiyul. So. If you don't sukkah there, you don't have to build a new one. Avgal deish lahakol. The Rama said, "Rasulimer, the mash amr halakim ayer mechayev malayla. Hano hechash the mitzvah sukkah ba'isim makom. Mashen kim mezad. There's no sukkah. You're not mechayev to. Kumakom amakro tavol abracha. Memhei. Mechol zeva halak mekvar lekvar. Meden in tzarich lahamten melechol rak lahmachmer. Hushu shay bekvar echad shoshay broyom mechayev bedin alasuzim sukkah. This is all the one you're going to be leaving. You're not really staying there. If you're going to be staying there for a few days, you have to make yourself a place to stay. Okay.